Hello guys, welcome to Let's Talk Millennial, and happy month to all of you, my listeners, wherever you are tuned in. I want to say thank you for everything that you have done so far, for spreading this podcast, to listening to it, to supporting my podcast with any contribution you have for me to make such an amazing podcast like this one. So we are going to do a different topic, and this topic I'll be talking about is called meditation. Yes, meditation. So before I dig a deep into meditation and what it entails and all that, and giving an overview and an overall story about meditation, I'm going to take a short commercial break and I'll be right back. Welcome back guys to Let's Talk Millennial, and as I told you earlier, we are talking about meditation, and the whole of this month of May we'll be talking about meditation, its purpose, the benefits, and why you're supposed to be meditating. So meditation, I'll just give you an overview of how I see and how I understand meditation. And for me, meditating is being in that space where I feel free with myself, within my thoughts. But as much as I'm feeling free with myself, within my thoughts, there's something that is taking me to that space. Either music, or listening to somebody's poetry, or listening to Bible verses. These people do audio Bible verses, or listening to an inspirational talk or something like that. So it makes me be silent, and I'm very keen to a specific thing that I'm listening to. Like for example, kani nyimbo, like music. I'm that person, whenever I'm listening to music, my mind usually tries to get to identify if I can hear the tone of a guitar, I can hear if there's any drums being played within that song that I'm listening to. Like, I get to distinguish different instruments being played inside that song as much as I'm listening to the lyrics. So there's something that is usually done within me whenever I'm listening to somebody's music and I love. So I'm trying to relieve my mind from stress. Like, I don't want to think about anything else. I just want to listen to this music because there's something it is doing to me. And as I am meditating, like, I am internalizing, what is this music? Is there a guitar I'm hearing or something like that? I'm just internalizing to distinguish the different instruments. There's something that it does to my whole body. I'm cool. I'm okay. Now, if I was stressed, or if I had a bad day, if I had quite a rude day, or I did something and I feel like I shouldn't have done like that to somebody else, and I know sometimes I can go to that extent of even fighting with someone, I just listen to the music and I just follow the tune the way it goes, and as I listen to it, I'm relaxed. My brain's relaxed. My body also relaxes. So after I'm done listening to the music, I'm all fresh. because there's something it is doing inside me. Like, there's something, that's something which is happening inside me. The internalization, the cool vibe that I'm feeling at that moment makes me relaxed. And it will also make me get to identify, yes, I was stressed, but where was this stress coming from? What can I do to just like minimize the way I stress over something? You get to now narrow down to now what is the problem when you're meditating. As you're cool and relaxed and you feel fresh, at that time even identifying the problem becomes easier, because now you're fresh. You can really tell what was the problem. You can now start narrowing down the issues that were really making you feel bad that day. So yes, for me, I meditate by listening to inspirational quotes, inspirational talks, Bible verses, music, especially essentials, listening to essentials, which are being mixed by different DJs through that radio station. And as I listen to it for like 2 hours, I'm meditating. I'm just there, cool, relaxed. I don't want somebody to come and interrupt my zone. That's why I usually also look for an environment. Mali tu na feel niko tu sawa. Mali najuanga hapa, si hata wakinipata. Siezi ongea vibaya kwa hii place unifanya ni feel poa. So I go to that place where I feel I'm so, so okay with myself. I can start listening to the music for that 2 hours. Once I'm done, I now start digging deep to why was I stressed? Why was I rude to somebody? What was the thing that made me react the way I reacted? So meditation is usually a very good thing. It's a one-time thing. We always meditate, but it depends on you. For me, I meditate at the end of every week, like on Fridays. I like going to post my podcasts, listen to them. But when it reaches around 6 to 8, that is my time when I take myself to that corner, to that place, listen to those music for 2 hours. I'm relaxed, I'm cool, I'm okay. As people marry, because now it's weekend, we are approaching the weekend. For me, how I marry is by meditating through music, especially essential music. And it has really helped me so much, because so far, so good. I can really see some progress in me. Even the way I talk nowadays, though I do shrub a lot, I shrub like nobody's business. Nakwambia Kiingereza sijui ilikuja aje. Like, wacha niwaambie, Kiingereza si ya kila mtu. Na sijui, tutakuanga, alafu kuna hii kitu na Kiingereza. Sahi kuiongea ni shida. Lakini wakati unaenda jobo, kuna ile Kiingereza inakonga imejiarrange kwa akili, inatokanga kutoka. Mimi hata mimi ushindwa hiyo Kiingereza inatokanga. Lakini saa hii nang'ang'ana sana, hata itoki. Inajibaya tuna shira, but anyway, utajuaje mimi ni Mkenya. That's how I am. I am a Kenyan because I shrub a lot and I am very proud of my shrubbing. Okay, let's get over that. But all in all, meditation is usually a very powerful thing. Even those people who do drugs, most of them usually tell us they are meditating. I don't know. Okay, people have their own different ways of meditating, and you cannot just come and start telling somebody, when you do this, it's wrong. As long as that person was educated and told that when you do this and that is wrong, but they chose that path, leave them. They know the reason as to why they are doing the things they are doing, the way they are doing them. So you mind your own business, meditate the way you are, you know how. Try to look for that space. Try to give yourself some time to re-energize, rebuild yourself, renew yourself, like renewing the you again. And also identifying, where are you failing? Where are you doing things to the extreme? And sometimes it is not that good, maybe to your health, to your mental health, physical, maybe spiritual matters and all that. Try to narrow down to the things that are really important in your life. So this is my general view about how I meditate and how I see meditation. But when we come to the next episode, I'll be talking now deeply about meditation. And then I'll be talking about the benefits of meditation and why it is important to meditate. And furthermore, if you really want to be heard in my podcast, what I can urge you is just to record yourself and then send it to the links that I'll leave in my description, like my social media platforms you can send. And definitely, I'm going to feature you in my podcast. So feel free to contact me, to talk to me, share with me what you want to hear me talk about. And let's be interactive. So yes, I'm going to see you in my next episode. And don't forget to support my podcast with any contribution that you have. And I'll see you in my next episode. And it's a bye for me.